Radio
Free FM!
We ask ourselves about the situation of unaccompanied minors. How do they feel in Germany?
Your moderators,
Ruben,
and I are greeting you. Today we are joined by a guest who's going to tell us about how his situation was after he came with his parents to Germany.
I am Svetoslav and I came from the Ukraine at the beginning of 2022 due to the war there.
Actually, there's a definition of unaccompanied minors, which is pretty astonishing. It states, unaccompanied minors are refugees that are young people who aren't older than 17 years old, but have to flee from their country.
When they come to Germany, they can't apply for asylum because they are minors.
Right, the Youth Welfare Office is responsible for that. The Youth Welfare Office also takes the unaccompanied minors into care.
Yes, they come into cleaning houses. Cleaning houses are facilities which are special in taking care of unaccompanied minors.
Right, they can also get adopted.
And now to you, Sviatoslav. What was your experience?
My brother studied at the University of Ulm, and so my mother and I were given a small apartment at the University of Ulm.
Okay, Ruben. Which rights do the unaccompanied minors in Germany have?
Asylum seekers have the right to obtain food, clothes and lodging. Who is allowed to apply for asylum?
Unaccompanied minors who came due to persecution have the right to get asylum. Unaccompanied minors who came from safer countries of origin, for instance, the EU, West Balkan states, Senegal or Ghana, usually don't have the right to get asylum.
Do they have to go to school?
Yes, they have to. Compulsory schooling is for every minor in Germany, regardless of their nationality.
Sviatoslav, when did you start going to school after you arrived in Germany?
First, I was put on a waiting list, and after 2 months and 1 week, I could start going to school.
But how does the state know in which grade the minors need to be put in?
There is an investigation which is called S-screening. In this investigation, doctors determine the age of the unaccompanied minors with estimates and examination results.
What information is needed to apply for asylum?
To simplify the application for asylum are the following things positive. Full name, birthday can also that in the S-screening determined. State, people and religious belief. Language expertise and the date of the entry.
And with that, I would conclude our interview and our podcast.
We hope you enjoyed listening to us.
Hopefully, you learned something new.
Free FM.